This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump's lawyers have concluded their first day of opening arguments in his Senate impeachment trial, insisting that Democrats are trying to overturn the results of the 2016 election and that the investigations of Mr. Trump's dealings with Ukraine have not been a fact-finding mission but a politically motivated effort to force him out of the White House. Trump lawyer Pat Cipollone said the Democrats wanted, quote, to perpetrate the most massive interference in an election in American history. And he said, we can't allow that to happen. Cipollone and the rest of the Trump team will resume their case on Monday. Health authorities in the United States are closely watching for new signs of the deadly coronavirus. In China, the death toll stands at 41, with nearly 1,300 confirmed cases spread across 29 provinces and cities. 15 medical workers have been sickened. One Chinese doctor has died. Two cases of the infection have been identified here in the U.S. Meanwhile, in the Chinese city of Wuhan, where it's believed the new virus was born, authorities have tightened emergency rules to deal with the crisis. The AP's Charles Ledesma has the story.
The virus-hit city of Wuhan, already on lockdown, will ban most vehicles, including private cars, from the downtown area in a further bid to limit the spread of a new disease that has infected more than 1,000 people and killed dozens. State media says only vehicles authorized to carry supplies and other key needs would be permitted after midnight Saturday. The transportation bans have been expanded to 16 cities, holding a population of more than 50 million people hostage to the disease. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In Turkey, emergency officials today said the death toll from yesterday's earthquake that rocked eastern Turkey has climbed to 21, with more than 1,000 people injured. Rescue workers continue searching for dozens of victims believed to be buried under the rubble of collapsed buildings in below freezing temperatures. More news at voanews.com online. There is also a mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. The Pentagon has revised upward the number of U.S. troops injured in Iran's missile attacks on two Iraqi military bases earlier this month. Initially reporting no injuries, that was later adjusted by the Pentagon to 11. The figure now is tripled to 34. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
I heard that they had headaches.
That was President Trump earlier this week. Shortly after the January 8th strike, he said he'd been told there were no U.S. troops injured. But the Pentagon now says 34 service members have been diagnosed with concussions, and 17 remain under medical observation or treatment.
A lot of these symptoms, they are late developing. They manifest over a period of time.
Spokesman Jonathan Hoffman explained.
The symptoms can get better. They can get worse. So we may see those numbers change a little bit. This is a snapshot in time.
Asked Wednesday whether he considered traumatic brain injuries serious, President Trump said,
no, I don't consider them very serious injuries relative to other injuries that I've seen.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Australia marks its National Day tomorrow. It is an annual day of celebration, but there is something else as well. Phil Mercer reports for VOA from Sydney.
To many Indigenous people, January 26, 1788, was the day when their land was taken by the British, led by Captain Arthur Phillip. He was the commander of the first fleet of 11 British ships, which arrived at Sydney Cove to signal the birth of the colony. Across the country, Australia Day harbours so many emotions, anger, sadness, pride and celebration. There'll be so-called Invasion Day rallies, as well as festivities and parties. The government body that organises various community events, the Australia Day Council, said the highs and lows of history are commemorated.
That was Phil Mercer for VOA from Sydney, Australia. Indonesia's top security official says a detained U.S. journalist should be deported without delay. 30-year-old Philip Jacobson, a reporter for a California-based environmental news outlet, was taken into custody last month in Borneo after attending a regional parliamentary hearing involving the People's Alliance of the Archipelago, the country's largest indigenous rights group. This week, Jacobson was formally arrested and was told he faced up to 5 years in prison for entering Indonesia with the wrong visa, a claim his employer and U.S. officials have disputed. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is accusing the Libyan militia leader, General Khalifa Haftar, of violating a ceasefire agreement. But despite deploying Turkish forces to back the Libyan government of national accord, observers suggest Erdogan seems to be increasingly looking to diplomacy rather than force. Haftar's forces control most of Libya in its war against the United Nations-recognized government in Tripoli. Gene Randall, VOA News.